The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, the parents of Jesus took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I struggled for the longest time with making sense of this feast day, this feast of the Holy Family. I love it, and the image of Jesus, Joseph, and Mary, especially in manger scenes, call to mind so many memories that bring a smile to my face. So I really love this feast, but I struggled with it for a long time, making sense of Jesus, Joseph, and Mary. And by the way, that is the proper order. I know a number of you say it's Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. It's Jesus, Joseph, and Mary. I know this because that was my grandmother's favorite expletive. Whenever my brother and I, wrestling, got into trouble, we'd hear my grandmother, Jesus, Joseph, and Mary. And by the way, all those with OCD, you know that's the proper order as well because it's alphabetical. But I love manger scenes, and I thought I found the keys to the kingdom one year. Figured, this is the answer to the age-old question, what do you get Mama for Christmas? Manger scenes! There are lots of them out there. They come in all shapes and sizes. I've got it made for years to come. Well, after about 5 years of getting my mom, Christmas creche for Christmas, my dad turned to me and said, you know, boy, there's one Jesus, one Mary, one Joseph. We don't have room for any more. There is no room at the inn. And yeah, he was right. Because my mom started putting up the creches in the guest bathroom. There's no other place to put them. But those scenes of the Holy Family, those manger scenes, lots of them out there. Some made of wood, marble, cardboard, some very, very elaborate, some very, very simple. But they all have in common a mama, papa, and a baby. It's a family, a human family. And that's very, very important, very, very significant. Jesus was born into a human family. His experience is our experience, the common human experience. By the power of the Spirit, he was born of the Virgin Mary. And became a man, not just appearing as a man, not just the divine dressed up in human clothing, but honest to God, man, fully God, fully human. That says a lot about God, but it also says a lot about us and what God thinks of the human family. This is God's yes to all of us. I believe in you. I have faith in you that you will raise my son, that you will teach him well. I know it'll be a struggle, but you can do it. It's there in the human family that Jesus became one with our experience. It is in the human family that Jesus learned about human love, the sight and the sound, the smell, the touch of human love. It is in the Holy Family that we have the merging of human and divine love. Now, I mentioned that I always struggled with this feast because I always felt like it was the church rubbing my nose in the fact that my family is not perfect. You know, and comparing it to the Holy Family, well, that's just a recipe for disaster, just falling short all the time. See, my problem was that I equated holiness with perfection, without any flaws. And looking at my own family, boy, there are a bunch of flaws, bunch of conflicts. Now, maybe if I was an only child like Jesus, there wouldn't have been, but no, that's just the nature of the beast. That's part of being human. All families suffer strains and stresses. There's conflict within every family. No family is perfect. None of your families are perfect. Trust me, I know. I've heard your confessions. No family is perfect. All families suffer conflict, stresses, and strains. Even the Holy Family. Just think about Joseph having to get up in the middle of the night, packing the family together and heading out to Egypt. Or Jesus as a young boy, not telling his parents where he's going and ending up in the temple. And when they finally find him, what does Mary say? Son, how could you do this? Don't you know that your father and I were worried? Even as a young man, Jesus' family had an intervention. They thought he was crazy. What is this? Preaching and teaching? Proclaiming the kingdom of God? Stop it! Conflict. Stresses. Strains. Every family, including the Holy Family, experiences that. The conflict is just part of being human. Conflict is what makes a family human. Love, human love and divine love, is what makes a family holy. And so as we come together, we pray that God may bless all of our families, our very, very human and very holy families. We pray that God will bless this family, this very human, very holy family.